Rediscovering the Lost Wisdom of Jesus. Over the past months I have written about the original Jesus being a master teacher and interpreter of the Torah and the prophets, sections of the Hebrew Scriptures. Only people who have studied the ancient scribes will be able to fully grasp the meaning of the previous sentence. In Matthew 25, when Jesus said, "Come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world," he was referring to the alliance Elohim made with the first two humans. Our linguistic models allowed us to spot several very important clues embedded in the early stories in Genesis. Only people with knowledge of other Near Eastern stories could see them. Christian theologies wouldn't allow Christians to do that. But Dr. John Walton, an ancient Near Eastern scholar and a Christian, wrote about them. One, in the ancient Near East, people are created to serve the gods by supplying their needs. In Genesis, people were created to represent God to the rest of creation. 2, humankind is connected to the ground from which it is drawn and it is part of nature. 3, Genesis gives people their identity and specifies their connectivity to everything around them. 4, without hesitation the ancient reader would conclude that this is a temple text and that day 7 is the most important of the 7 days. The temple scribes in Jerusalem understood the things above, but with the exceptions of Jesus and Hillel, the head of the Sanhedrin, it doesn't appear that other Jewish teachers understood them. Hillel was raised in Babylon. Interestingly, we also saw the 4 points above in the teachings of Jesus. Our conclusion is that Jesus based his Kingdom of Elohim movement on the alliance in Genesis. The members of the Jesus movement believed that they were created by Elohim to represent him to the rest of creation. The alliance of Elohim governed their relationships with each other, as well others. For Jesus and his members, there were no us versus them relationships with any humans. All humans are part of nature. And all humans were made in the image of Elohim. The reason no us versus them relationships existed is that all humans are part of the alliance. All humans are his representatives, therefore they are to treat each other the ways specified in the alliance. Many people today do not have a written family contract. The alliance fills that huge gap in family relationships. It also connects people today to this ancient wisdom text. We can learn Elohim's will and wisdom through the stories in the text, and by observing nature in the places we live. The following options will help you understand and benefit from this ancient heritage. 1. Sync your life with the rhythms of nature. 2. Incorporate rituals that put you in sync with others spiritually. 3. Free your mind from the shackles of man-made theologies. Remember, Elohim is an entity that is unlike humans, and compared with all else, is incomprehensible. Jesus taught his followers a prayer to keep them in sync physically and spiritually. 1. Pray to our Father. 2. Acknowledge that our Father's will is to be done on earth by us. 3. Acknowledge our responsibility of making sure everyone receives bread daily. I am sure you recognize the words of the Lord's Prayer. But I am going to end with a very important duty of being Elohim's representatives. First, however, I want to set the stage. 1. Remember, this prayer is a daily ritual. 2. It is a family ritual. 3. It isn't a go and feed the world commission. 4. It is a do not hide from your own flesh ritual. 5. Never forget that this could be the great day of judgment or the day that you die. Now I will end with a very important obligation: be Elohim's representative and forgive sins. Begin with family members you have sinned against. Go to family members that have sinned against you. Repair these relationships every day. Remember Jesus said, "Forgive us as we forgive." This is the daily will of God. No institution needed, but this cannot be done alone. Alliance of Elohim or us versus them, it's our choice. Shalom. Jim Myers.